From Washington, this is VOA News. International Airlines began prohibiting checked luggage on some flights out of Cairo today after several world leaders suggested a bomb may have brought down a Russian airliner over Egypt last week, killing all 224 passengers and crew. President Obama, appearing Thursday on KIRO radio in Seattle, Washington, was asked if he believed there was a bomb involved.
I don't think we know yet. You know, whenever you've got a plane crash, first of all, you've got the tragedy. You've got the making sure that there's an investigation on site. I think there is a possibility that there was a bomb on board, and we're taking that very seriously.
Earlier, Prime Minister David Cameron of Britain said it is more likely than not the plane was bombed. Russian flight took off from the Egyptian resort Sharm el-Sheikh on its way to St. Petersburg Saturday. It crashed in the Sinai Peninsula. Islamic State has claimed responsibility for attacking the jet, but has offered no evidence to support the claim. Outgoing UN envoy for Libya, Bernardino León, urged that the country's rival leaderships stop blocking the democratic process and vote on a political agreement that he says lays out the composition of a future unity government. He said there's been progress, but no formal acceptance of that agreement. Homes and vehicles were engulfed in red mud after a dam burst at an iron ore mine in southeastern Brazil. Aerial pictures show several hundred meters of industrial sludge overrunning the small town of Bento Rodrigues, about 7 kilometers below the Fundão Dam. This is VOA News. NATO Secretary General says the alliance must counter a Russian military buildup. Jens Stoltenberg says Russia is bolstering its military forces from the Baltic Sea to the Mediterranean.
The question on our agenda now is how to overcome, how to deal with the increased anti-Axis area denial capabilities of Russia.
Speaking Thursday during NATO war games in Portugal, Mr. Stoltenberg said the Russians have concentrated military forces in Kaliningrad, the Black Sea, and the Eastern Mediterranean. He said that could give Russia control of key areas and limit access to the United States and its allies to certain regions. North Korea has lifted a ban that had kept two South Korean officials from entering a factory complex it jointly manages with the South. The North earlier this week imposed the ban keeping the officials from the Kaesong Industrial Complex, which lies just north of the border. Pyongyang gave no reason for imposing the ban on Tuesday, and officials in Seoul said the North also did not give a reason today when it lifted the restriction. More than 53,000 North Korean workers were employed by about 120 South Korean factories in the park. An upcoming biography by former U.S. President George H.W. Bush is attracting widespread media attention because he is blaming others for his son, President George W. Bush's decision regarding invading Iraq. Zlatica Hoke reports.
The 41st U.S. president delivers scorching critiques of his son's vice president Dick Cheney and his Secretary of Defense Donald Rumsfeld. He says their arrogance and hardline influence served the president badly. It has long been suspected that Bush Sr. did not approve of some of his son's actions. The question is, why did he wait so many years to speak up? One reason is his advanced age and the urgency to improve his son's image, says analyst Klaus Lares.
He sees with great concern what is happening in Iraq, what is happening in the Middle East, and he knows, of course, that everyone is blaming his son's invasion of Iraq in 2003 for the turmoil at the moment.
Lares said placing most of the blame on Cheney and Rumsfeld is unfair because the president bears responsibility for his decisions. Neither Cheney nor Rumsfeld has ever acknowledged making any mistakes in the justification for the war in Iraq. Zlatica Hoke, Washington.
And as world leaders get ready for a climate change conference in Paris, a new global survey says the majority of the Earth's population has some concern about a warming planet, more in the developing nations than in the richer countries. Get more news by going to our website at voanews.com.
That's the latest world news from VOA.